Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. In the book of Numbers and chapter 27, and starting with verse 1, we find these words. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, and they stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle of meeting, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, but he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord, in the company of Korah, but he died from his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family, because he had no sons? Give us a possession among our father's brothers. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, The daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers, and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. The people of God were preparing to enter the promised land. The 40 years of wandering were mostly behind them. Those who complained and rebelled had died off, and a new generation of men and women were born in the wilderness. These were wilderness people, born on the desert floor. They had grown accustomed to some of the harshest conditions on earth. They were no longer a nation of slaves. Now they were hardened, fortified, fighting men, women, and children of God. And Moses took a final census or count of all the men that would inherit land in the new country that God had given them. After taking the count, the Bible said, To these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of their names. But there was a man mentioned in name by this account who was already dead. His name was Zelophehad, and the verse said he had no sons, only five daughters. Society at that time was very much male-dominated, meaning women had little or no rights at all. In many places at that time, women were seen as nothing more than property. After all the counting was done and giving out land was done, now remember, only men could receive land. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, and they came and stood before Moses and before the high priest and before all of the leaders of the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle of meeting. That means that they stood in the presence of God. The first thing that struck me about these young sisters is that they were bold, they were brave, and they showed courage. There's a lot riding on this approach to Moses. They not only approached Moses, but they approached the high priest, they approached all the leaders, and they approached all of the congregation. And there they stood in the midst of all of these important people to plead their case before the Lord. They took their lives in their own hands when they approached the entrance of the tabernacle, because people had died who approached the tabernacle with improper motives. Because the tabernacle was where the presence of God lived. In addition, they stood before all of the officials and dignitaries, the Supreme Council, and all of the important men of Israel there in the wilderness. But difficult times required them to be courageous and make bold moves. They didn't go from tent to tent stirring up trouble and telling everyone that God was unfair in his distribution of the land. They didn't send out a mass tweet or go on social media to condemn the establishment. Sometimes we go around telling others our doubts and our fears, which only serves to amplify and increase our anxieties. I'm sure some of the other men and women told them to stop making trouble and to go home and perhaps wash some dishes or clean up the tent. But instead, these five sisters, who were perhaps all under the age of 40, who were born in the wilderness, they came to